it's interesting. I love it. Listeners hear what they want to hear. It's that simple. Listeners take things out of context. If you say a word that they don't like, you know, I just was a quiet. I just asked the question moments ago. Was I pushing Herman Cain? You know, there isn't a one of them I can push, honestly. I am, you know, I think that the program I did on Friday, for those of you who didn't listen to it, explained a tremendous amount about my feelings of exactly what's wrong with the entire Republic Rap Party, is that in the old days, the boys to get together in the back room, lay out the platform, they would choose the candidate that would best exemplify it. Now, you got every Tom, Dick, and Harry who seems to think that they ought to occupy the White House. That's what got us into trouble this time. You know, and I mean, that thing was Hillary's for the losing. Not that I'm a great fan of Hillary's by any stretch of the imagination, but somebody out there thinks I'm pushing Herman Cain. And I think the basis of my entire comment was that I hope he gets the nomination because we can have the, and I do this very tongue-in-cheek, because we can then have the, you know, like the gladiators of old. We could have the great, you know, like Hercules and, you know, the Steve Reeves movies of the 50s and 60s. We can have this great battle of Cain and unable. People, wake up and quit reading into crap that doesn't exist. Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. American. Welcome to another hour of life, liberty, and all that jazz. Jeff Bennett here for the next 40-some, 50-some-odd minutes. Glad to be here on this Monday. It has been a strange day watching markets do a complete reverse gyration of what happened last week. Seems that things aren't looking as good as relates to a European settlement as was hoped. Dow's now back in the red for the year, dropping 247 points today to end at 11,397. NASDAQ down 53. They ended their day at 26,15. S&P 500 down 24 at 1201. The global Dow flat. It's like nobody's doing diddly-doo-doo over there. In the aftermarket, gold is off $3 at 1674. Still not a bad day. And oil down 13 cents a barrel, but still up at 86.24. We'll see you shortly.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Freeze-Dry Guy customers take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering Freeze-Dry Guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Welcome back, my friends, to a Monday installment of Life, Liberty, and all that jazz. It is interesting watching a combination of things. You look at some of the websites that I pay attention to throughout the day, and it's surprising how some of them don't even mention the Occupy Wall Street stuff. And we're actually not going to talk about it right now, but what does become interesting is reports came out today, Citibank's massively higher profit rate based in part on, of course, accounting rules. J.P. Morgan, same way. And yet financials appear to be in the red on Wells Fargo and Citi earnings, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there. Secretive trading firm unseats Goldman Sachs. Citibank is going to resize to save $2 billion. And, I've been watching a series of videos today that are just, I'm going to tell you what, they make some of these cases make the protests of the Vietnam War era look mild by comparison. A bunch of angry people, you know, some of the people protesting have got some decent things to say. But most of the videos I've watched, these people are a bunch of losers. You know, they're all running around with this 99% mentality. And look, you folks may not agree with me. I really don't care. That's not why I do broadcasts. You know, they talk about, well, we're the 99%. We're the 90%. Let's get down to the real numbers. And I saw this over the weekend on Stossel, I think it was, on Fox News. And it was interesting because a couple of guys working late one night and just sitting around shooting the breeze, and all of a sudden they come up with this fact about, well, no, I'm not a 99%er. I'm a 53%er. And I listened to what these guys had to say, and it made absolutely all the sense in the world. You've got 53% of the American public that are underwriting the existence of the other 47%. So now I begin to look at these protesters in a whole new mentality. I look at the physical. I listen to the verbiage that comes of their orifices, or a feces, if you don't mind, and begin to realize I am subsidizing that other 43% that don't pay taxes, don't work, that are living off the government dole, and it makes me damned angry. You know, and then I watch some other stuff thing, and I start asking myself, am I the one that's in the wrong here? Do I not get what these people are protesting? Yeah, these people are making outrageous profits. But as you will hear during the second half hour of tonight's broadcast, and you hear the words that come from some of these people's mouths, and this one young girl says, yeah, if they're making over $200,000 a year, that's too much money. They don't deserve it. And other people who say, well, the rich haven't earned anything. Wait a minute. You know, my grandfather passed away some years ago and left a fortune of about $7 million, which was dispersed to various children, grandchildren, etc. My mother and my aunt received the lion's share of it. The rest of it was all put up in trust for school and education and stuff of that nature. I'm going to tell you what, that man worked his butt off. Just because he sat at a desk with a pencil and some pens and designed buildings and designed furniture and designed lamps and lighting fixtures for his entire life doesn't mean he didn't work for it. And what are these punk kids talking about? What is work? What do they mean by work? Well, most of them wouldn't know because they've never lifted a damn finger in their life. They're actually demanding that all the indebtedness in this country be forgiven. In other words, they've never been held responsible for anything in their lives. Nothing. Their parents never held these kids' feet to the fire and made them own up to what they did not do. But then a lot of their parents were, you know, probably set the example. Mommy and daddy weren't around to whoop their butts when they got out of line. I mean, these kids just look like retro hippies, man. They're all going to the retro shop to go shopping. And they're getting unemployment, and they're getting welfare, and they're getting food stamps. You know, I wonder how many of these kids are students. Are they going to class for the monies that their parents have forked out for them to go to school? Oh, that's right, they're all going to socialist schools anyway. And so we know what their education level is truly all about. These are some frustrating things to watch. They really are. You look at some of the other headlines. Here's how much banks gave to the 2012 presidential candidates. Yeah, there's full lists of this stuff. Unbelievable. Stocks get crushed. Everyone's afraid of Europe again. Here's what you need to know. Everyone just remembered Europe wasn't fixed yet. And there's headlines that go on like this day after day after day. Then I got a guy who left a very lengthy commentary on my Federal Observer. I've not approved it yet because, frankly, it's got like 35 links in it. Guy's saying he's sick and tired of reading bad economic news because, frankly, it's all one-sided and there's plenty of good economic news. God knows how many hours the guy put into putting this mess together. Oh, that's right. Back to some other issues. Let's take a look at the rest of the metals in the aftermarket. Platinum's up a buck at $1,550 an ounce. Silver up 3 cents at $3,183. And gold up $2.20 in the aftermarket. Currently at $1,672.90. You know, different people have different reasons for picking their figures, and I don't know what their how much of it's live spot versus various different futures. It's simply amazing to me. We're back. We're back to work. I was up quite late last night yesterday throughout the course of the day working on websites and updating RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com. We've already got some new stuff we're going to be posting there tomorrow, late tonight, that means. And over at Federal Observer, I have several other websites, drkelly.info, I was working on late last night. And we'll continue to do that. Some people say, you don't work. Well, once again, what's work? Does that mean picking up a hammer, a screwdriver, a skill saw? These kids wouldn't know what that kind of work was to save their butts. Maybe they're crying out for someone to teach them these things. We're dealing with a new brand of revolutionary. The problem is few of them understand what they're screaming about. They've got little bits and pieces in their lives that they're screaming about. They're screaming for entitlements. And the only way they're going to maintain their entitlements is to break what they call the rich, which according to this gal is anybody with over $200,000. Well, is that 200 grand in cash or is that $7,000 in cash and a home with a huge mortgage on it? I don't know what they mean. I don't think they know what they mean. You know, there were protests here in Phoenix yesterday. It's spreading all over the world. And I guess maybe I don't get it. I mean, I get it, but I don't. Of course, the media continued to mistakenly characterize the Occupy Wall Street movement as unemployed millennials with a legitimate gripe against Wall Street consistent with the Tea Party, or as a ragtag group of unemployed stoners with no coherent message, not to be taken too seriously. And yet Sally Zelikowski spent the weekend interviewing protesters in Oakland, California. She maintains that both these characterizations are way off base. She says if either scenario were apt, these folks would be marching on 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and storming Congress. But instead, they're taken on Wall Street and storming the homes of the wealthy and the buildings of large corporations. It is mourning in America, folks, and I mean M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. Wake up to the fetid smell of Marxism taking over Main Street, intent on crushing Wall Street. I'm waiting for them to pull the czar and his family out of the White House and take him out and back and shoot him the way they did with Tsar Nicholas and his family. And yet Sally says each person interviewed in Oakland had the same story to tell. And if you listen carefully to the video from the mainstream press, it's this, that capitalism is the root of all evil. According to the occupiers, big business has corrupted our government. Corporations exploit workers. The rich control everything. The top 1% owns somewhere between 30 and 60% of all wealth. The disparity between the rich and the remaining 99% is growing, and the property-owning bourgeoisie is responsible for all of that. Oh, the word bourgeoisie enters into their conversation quite commonly. The workers need to take control of the means of production and mount a revolution to overthrow capitalism by expropriating property from the bourgeoisie. The workers need to rise up, with their fist pumped, of course, redistribute capital more equitably, and establish a Marxist paradise, slaying the neoliberalism dragon and enthroning the worker, all in the name of what they call economic justice. Oh, we can pretend this isn't the case by sticking our heads in the sand, but facts are facts, Sally goes on to say. When thousands say they want to overthrow capitalism and redistribute property, take them at their word, especially when their chants and signs and words and actions and websites and blogs all support the very same issue. And when they are as highly organized or disorganized, and funded, and highly networked, highly mobilized, and highly motivated as the Wall Street occupiers are, then we need to be afraid. Maybe very afraid. Stick around. We'll be back in a few moments, and we'll continue this diatribe.
I hate to see that evening sun go down.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Let me ask you a question. How grassroots can this movement be when a simple scroll through the internet reveals that big labor and big community organization are openly supporting it and organizing it, taking donations for it and drafting petitions for it? Some of those organizations include Move On, SEIU, the AFL-CIO, National Nurses United, Working Families Party. What about Van Jones and his Rebuild the Dream? Adbusters, U.S. Day of Rage, Take the Square. What is that, Red Square? We got another group called October 2011. We Are the 99%, Progressive Change Campaign Committee, Credo, and Move On's very own Avaz.org. The international progenitor of the Arab Spring. My friends, a cornucopia of America's pop culture glitterati have thrust themselves into the midst of the occupation with calls for revolution from Danny Glover, shouts of solidarity from socialist Van Jones, cheers from Al Gore at the OWSers are pointing out the flaws in our system, a system he helped create, by the way, and professions from Michael Moore, who his latest joke of a film, by the way, was called Capitalism, a Love Story. There's that shared feeling among people down here that this economic system that we have is unfair. All of the people interviewed at Occupy Oakland over this past weekend spoke with one voice that we must get rid of the system. Oh, they didn't hold back when probed. The system we must dismantle is capitalism. Oh, my friends, it is no coincidence that three of the most progressive members of Congress have thrown their support behind the occupation. Congressman Keith Ellison cast the issue as one of class warfare, pitting the overwhelmingly majority of Americans against the super wealthy. Congressman Jan Schakowsky marched shoulder to shoulder with fellow travelers at Occupy Chicago. You know the term fellow travelers? Take it back to the days of Nixon. You tell me what it means. And in contrast with her hateful rants about the Tea Party, Nancy Pelosi invoked the words God and blessed the occupiers while prognosticating that they're going to be effective. The most revealing endorsement for the occupation came from the White House itself, as the Wizard of O expressed sympathy for the protesters who demonstrated a broad-based frustration about how our financial system, i.e. capitalism, works. But the occupation revolution cannot come as any surprise to Obama, given that he has been fomenting class warfare since his installation into the White House. Redistribution, fundamental change since he happened upon the political scene. Emails from MoveOn.org have consistently focused on demands for income equality and forcing corporations and the wealthy to pay their fair share of taxes. The Bay of Rage website unabashedly explained that they are an anti-capitalist initiative that will function during this period of austerity and is a clearinghouse for information and action. At the bottom of their homepage, the stakes are clearly laid out. austerity or civil war. You still don't believe me? Directly from the Bay of Rage website, it says, this Friday, October 14th, the fifth day of Occupy Oakland, an anti-capitalist bloc led the first march out of Oscar Grant Plaza. That's Frank Ogawa Plaza. A diverse crowd of at least 200 chanted, F the police, we don't need them. All we want is total freedom. Burn the banks, and 1, 2, 3, 4, organize for social war throughout the demonstration. And over at moveon.org, their email said they're called the 99% because they stand for all of us left behind by the massive concentration of wealth among the richest 1%. The protesters' unrelenting campaign against the corporate takeover of our democracy is being fought in the best traditions of nonviolent resistance. And the signs and the placards and the chants focus on standing up for what the protesters are calling the 99% of us who are suffering while Wall Street bankers grow richer by the day. Peruse the sites, my friends. References to the Arab Spring, which, by the way, we've got a very intense article about that at federalobserver.com. References to the Arab Spring calls for an American fall, pun intended with all seriousness, and envy for uprisings in Egypt, Greece, and London are ubiquitous, as are the demands for revolution, resistance, and the abolition of capitalism. Of course, Marxist rhetoric plays like a broken record. Oppressed workers, inequality, redistribution, capitalism, solidarity. Fortunately, MoveOn is there to define for us the oppressed. The oppressed to them are the 99% protesters represent all of us who are being left behind. Union workers, public servants, the poor, the unemployed, seniors, the disabled, young people graduating off a cliff to no jobs. Sounds like mommy and daddy didn't train those students particularly well to be able to stand on their own 2 feet. It's simply amazing. Does all of this truly represent 99% of the U.S. population? For if 1% includes millionaires and billionaires, wouldn't the 99% have to include all of the mid-level executives, professionals, and small business owners, etc.? Some of them are certainly worth more than $200,000. When we come back from the break, we're going directly to the recording, and I'll be back with you in about 10 minutes. Do not miss it.
Much of my life has been spiced with romance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The history of all hitherto existing society is the history of class struggles.
We're here to build a movement for economic justice. And like currently our demand is the occupation itself.
There's a class war going on in this country. We're the richest country in the world and we have the most inequality between the rich and the working people and the poor.
You're a classist?
Yeah, I don't really have any sympathy for people with obscene amounts of money. You know, I mean, if you're...
So where do you draw that line, obscene?
Honestly, anything over $200,000 is like, no one spends that amount of money on anything. That's ridiculous.
Well, we're for economic justice and an equitable distribution, it's obvious.
This is very, kind of an anti-American sort of thing, where there's, this small percentage of people that have all the wealth, and then there's a big chunk of, basically, peasants, which, people are really afraid of losing their middle class, and that's part of what this is about.
Society is splitting up into two great classes, directly facing each other, bourgeoisie and proletariat.
Corporations. And what that is called is neoliberalism.
For decades now, the allocation of wealth has been increasingly skewed.
People who have money have influence, and people who don't have money don't have influence.
We had a new system, a new democracy, where we all had equal share of power.
People in general have much more decent impulses than the bourgeoisie, than the banks.
Corporations, the wealthiest 1%, have undue influence in this country.
The people who have all the money certainly didn't work for it.
The laborers are slaves of the bourgeois class, enslaved by the machine. By the overlooker.
System that has capitalists owning industry and workers being subordinated to that, where most of the profit goes to not to the worker but rather to the capitalist, that's an unequal system, and it's not very surprising that what we have is the massive inequality that comes out of that.
The rich, the elite, the people who control society, who have made the decisions to society, continue making decisions to destroy people's lives in society. And all these places, they're just exploiting, enslaving the people and taking their resources.
A CEO makes over 470 times as much as an average employee of that same company.
Then the laborer is set upon by the other portions of the bourgeois, the landlord, the shopkeeper, the pawnbroker, etc.
My landlord's rich. I know that. She owns a lot of property all over Oakland.
And you think that's a bad thing?
I'd say eat her.
What about property owners? There's somebody like the people who own the restaurant across the street. Are they workers?
No. They're the bourgeoisie. They're the ones who own capital. Their relationship to production is one of domination. It's not one of being subordinated as the worker, usually from Central America, as the gentleman likes to point out.
So even the guy who has a little hot dog truck over there because he owns his hot dog truck, he's not a worker?
Those very same individuals within a different system would be different. That is, if they weren't forced to be bourgeois people or whatever you have, they wouldn't. It's not really about them. It's about the placeholder that they are within the hierarchical system that we have.
What if you're a brain surgeon and you're making $500,000 a year? I mean, you know, according to you, you know, this person probably should be taxed maybe, what, 75-80%? Would you be happy with something like Norway?
I err on the side of that, yes. I err on the side of favoring those who are lower on the totem pole. Because, and I do understand that that means other people are being taken down lower.
The first step in the revolution is to raise the proletariat, the working class, to the position of the ruling class. Karl Marx.
Okay, so you want to basically redistribute the wealth then?
Not only that, I want to see things change so we don't get into this situation again. The whole economy is out of whack.
The past 40 years, we've seen tremendous growth in our country through the hard work of so many Americans, but that growth has not been distributed.
The taxes aren't high enough, and that money isn't distributed well enough.
We distribute in a way that's fair for all Americans.
America's standard of living is going to have to come down a peg.
Steve Jobs just died. You know how much inherited wealth he has?
Quite a bit.
$7 billion. Shouldn't there be an inheritance tax?
There is.
It's not enough.
The proletariat will wrest all capital from the bourgeoisie to centralize all instruments of production in the hands of the state.
So when you said the Karl system Marx. Isn't working, are you talking about the capitalist system?
Yes, I am. I'm talking about capitalism. Yeah.
I don't think capitalism is effective at all.
At all?
Zero.
Yeah, I think it's a total bogus system. It was based on slavery and genocide.
I think that capitalism is inherently bad because, like, it feeds on resources, and it needs, and in order for it to expand, it needs to keep feeding on resources. So capitalism is not sustainable.
Basically, if I get more than you, I get to capitalize on you. You have some land, I'm going to take it. I'm going to use it for my benefit, sell whatever goods it has. Then I get enough weapons where if you ever try to make an uprising, I'll put you in jail or shoot you.
Well, I would like to see a workers' government where people that work, people that make the wealth in this country, run this country. Because I feel like we like they say, you know, labor creates wealth. And I feel like that's true. And I feel like people should own the means of production.
The wealth of the oligarchy would have to be expropriated and redistributed. That's, I think, quite obvious. Yeah.
So what about that iPhone you have there?
What about it?
Did it exploit people in its production?
It is an iPhone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, it's actually helping me in record folks and, you know, get sort of their perspective on what's going on with Occupy Wall Street. And I will be posting this on Facebook and Twitter.
This can only be accomplished by means of despotic inroads on the rights of property and on the conditions of bourgeois production. Karl Marx.
The revolution has begun in Oakland, California. All these beautiful people are.
Well, I think we need a radical change in the economy.
Well, I'm always thinking the revolution is going to start any minute now, and I want to be there.
And it's about time that we tell them that they don't run things. They don't have the power. The people have the power. Mother Earth has the power.
And definitely getting rid of the system that is oppressing us is the start, for sure.
I mean, I talk about getting in the streets and, like, changing the system. Like, that's the system.
Shit won't be exactly how you want it to be. Like, shit's going to change, and you don't know what's going to happen.
It will fall big, just like all big societies have. I don't think the rich people realize who's going to go first.
The true revolutionary is guided by something other than love.
Just looking for young people to have their eyes open and their hearts in the right place and maybe throwing a little love in there.
Hate converts one into an effective, violent, selective, cold-killing machine. A people without hate cannot triumph over a brutal economy. Brutal enemy, Che Guevara.
What do you do with the people who don't want to change their beliefs or don't agree with you?
Kill them. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Kill them. You see, he isn't just kidding. The fact of the matter is, my friends, and I will have this posted at Federal Observer later tonight. Federal Observer, from Mao Zedong, It is only by the power of the gun that the working class and the laboring masses can defeat the armed bourgeoisie and the landlords. What is bourgeoisie? Those who have versus those who have not? And why do those who have not don't got? You know, I read a quote today by someone, I don't remember who it was, might have been Herman Cain, could have been Mitt Romney. I don't know who it was by. I don't much care. The fact of the matter was, is the statement was, a lot of these people don't have because they're not working. They don't want to work. They're so used to the handout. They're expecting a freebie. They want the world to collapse so that they can have something. It's just simply amazing to listen to this thing and to see what it is they're asking for. This is Marxist revolution. That is what it is. You know who's promulgating it. We've shared with you some of the quotes from the various websites. From MoveOn.org, the signs, the placards, and the chants focus on standing up for what the protesters are calling the 99% of us. I'm not part of the 99%. I'm part of the 53% that's allowing these little punk, worthless, slug, nothing pieces of crap to do absolutely nothing but walk around the streets. They're getting free food. They're getting blankets if they need it. This is unbelievable. It's still them taking from someone else. That's what they're doing. They're taking from someone else. This is Marxist rhetoric. It plays just like a broken record. Bourgeoisie, oppressed workers, inequality, redistribution, capitalism, and solidarity. Fortunately, MoveOn.org is there to define for us the oppressed. As they tell us, the 99% protesters represent all of us who are being left behind. Union workers, public servants, the poor, the unemployed, seniors, the disabled, young people graduating off a cliff to no jobs. Because mommy and daddy didn't teach these kids how to get off their dead assets. The mistake was mommy and daddy paid for those poor punks to go to school. Does this list truly represent 99% of the U.S. population? Yeah, what? But for purposes of this Marxist revolution, if you've got money in the bank or own property, be it a hot dog stand or a beauty salon, then you are part of the bourgeoisie. The 99% have lumped bourgeois property owners, who really make up the vast majority of the middle class, together with the 1% of millionaires and billionaires. And to any rational mind, this doesn't make sense. But then you see it doesn't matter because most of these punks are now under the influence and nothing will make sense to them. The property, the hard work, the success of Main Street of the American Dream have now been targeted by the self-avowed 99%. And just when social justice and capitalist pig have become once again part of the American lexicon, we have to acquaint ourselves with new buzzwords parroted by Marxist retreads from the 60s and their useful idiot occupiers. Economic justice is the latest moniker for economic parity among all of God's creatures, and neoliberalism is the latest in a string of dirty words blaming corporations for just about everything. None of this is being done in secret. It's all out in the open. We just choose to look the other way. So you see, America, my friends, has to wake up to this new reality. The Cold War battle between communism and capitalism is back. Except this time, it's right there on our front porch. Went underground in the 70s, got an education, put on a suit, bought a house, and had a couple of kids. Then it used the schools to educate new foot soldiers and manipulated the pop culture to indoctrinate the next generation of fellow travelers who seek to create a new world order in the image of the old world Marxism. Bill Ayers and his allies have been very busy and successful. And since the fall of the Berlin Wall, this bona fide fifth column has patiently been marking time, waiting for the right moment to pounce on an obvious, comfortable middle class, recast it as the wealthy ruling class, and take it down with a series of fatal bites to the jugular. Gee, how many of those kids were watching the playoff games and the football games on their iPods yesterday? Gramsci once told Marxists generations ago that they had to take over education and the culture to bring about the revolution. The smart ones listened and acted. And now we, the people, are faced with that today. They took over the education system. They took over the culture. And why? Because you sat at home on your fat assets and allowed it to happen. You allowed your children to tell you how it was going to be. TV personalities like Jerry Rivers, better known as Geraldo Rivera, can label this description of the occupation as harsh, paranoid, as delusional. But I base my conclusions on the up-close and personal interviews that were conducted this weekend at Occupy Oakland. Pretending it's something different than it is a dangerous game, my friends. In his Iron Curtain speech, Churchill once lamented, "Last time I saw it all coming and I cried aloud to my fellow countrymen and to the world, but no one paid any attention." And that's what the hell I've been doing on the air for the last 16 years. And then, of course, there was Elie Wiesel's Night. The townspeople were as incredulous as Geraldo in heeding the warnings of Moshe the Beetle, who, left for dead in a Nazi massacre, miraculously found his way home. And although Moshe tried to warn his landsmen about the atrocities he witnessed and knew were destined for them all, the people not only refused to believe his tales, they refused to listen. Some even insinuated they only wanted their pity and that he was imagining things. Others flatly said that he had gone mad. Geraldo, America, are you listening? Think of the suffering and the treasure that might have been spared if the comfortable masses had taken seriously warnings of a Churchill or Europe's real Moishes. I'm no Churchill, but I admonish my fellow countrymen, don't shrug this off as a bunch of unsettled kids. Don't wait for the Iron Curtain of oppression to fall while you go about your daily life, business as usual, because, my friends, it's anything but. Just take some time, surf the net, attend a move-on meeting, talk to some occupiers. There's something happening here. There's battle lines being drawn. Young people speak in their minds. 1,000 people in the streets. We better stop and ask, hey, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down. You see, it is your country, and the Marxists aren't coming. They're here, my friends. Working men of all countries, unite, said Marx. People of the world, unite, said Mao. It's time for us to unite. It's time for them to listen. People of the world, rise up on October 15th. It's now October 17th, and they've been rising. What have you been doing? Nothing but listening to the radio and the internet and the network and watching your football games and your Major League Baseball playoffs over the weekend. Maybe you went fishing. Maybe you spent some time with the family. Well, if that's all you're going to do, you better spend the time with them now, because the moment is coming. You'll not be able to. Am I being harsh? Tough. I've talked about this movement and what I've witnessed growing up these last 3 weeks. It's amazing how few people listen. But no, you get some whiny crybaby that calls because they don't like my stance on Ron Paul. They don't like, maybe because they think that I'm supporting Herman Cain. You people better wake up. I'm afraid it may well be too late. Start doing your own research. Draw your own conclusions. I think you're going to concur. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Come on, get set to go. Walking on the side of the street, just get ready to be right up the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bitter bat that goes?
As I began to prepare tonight's program, one video after another kept getting sent to me, and I found others, and this thing just screams at me. I suggest to you that the protests of the Vietnam War era, and mind you, this coming from a veteran who served for 21 months in Vietnam, those protests had meaning. They had guts. It's not that there weren't some whack jobs that came out of it, okay? You look at the Tom Haydens and the Jane Fonda mentalities that came out of that era, but there were some righteous people. Unfortunately, John Kerry wasn't one of them. I look at some of the other articles and the headlines that I'm looking at on one website alone. The Occupations, Anarchy, Waiting for Crisis. Another one, the trashing of Lower Manhattan. There's a hooligan edge to this occupation. This is just amazing, and this is the one that hit me the most. When boomer culture finishes its suicide, what will rise next? My friends, if you don't mind the suggestion, the baby boomer culture is in its waning days, and what will rise next are the children of the baby boomers. The baby boomers, mommies and daddies came out of the greatest generation. The mommies and daddies kind of pulled back on the switch, and they didn't correct their kids. I remember leaving for the military in November of 1965. I dropped out of high school. I was scheduled to graduate that following spring. I hated the school system. I saw it for what it was then. came back to school a year or so later to go visit, to see some teachers that I actually had some respect for that were decent, real teachers in the old mentality, and looked at kids with long, shaggy hair, something that they wrote me up for doing, and American flags sewn on the butts of their pants that had big holes in them. And when they got thrown out of school for not coming to school dressed to work, so to speak, they went home and cried to their mommies and daddies about how it was unconstitutional the way they were being treated. And mommy and daddy went down to the school and laid down the law on behalf of Sonny Boy and Daughter Girl, who had told mommy and daddy how things were going to be. That was the death of the damn baby boomer generation, my friends. That was the death of it all. And now look what we're stuck with. We reap what we have sown, and I hope the hell you like the results. Now, finally, a question. Where did the references to left and right come from? Left and right as in liberal and conservative. Where did they come from? The heart of the wise inclines to the right, but the heart of the fool to the left. Thus saith the Lord. Ecclesiastes 10, verse 2. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
I've got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you. And all that jazz. And all that jazz.
The next round of the worst financial